The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 25th, 1984, at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is VOA's Africa Service with the program that brings you the wonderful sounds of African music. Music selected for us by Leo Sarkeesian, my colleague, who I personally believe just lives and breathes music all the time. And that's why he's called the Music Man. Well, we have what we think is a rather special show for you this evening, so I hope you stay with us. Now, come with me to Africa. Come and dance with me. Goma Sasa, the Now Beat, the Sasa Beat. That was Maisha Ershabu and her group in Goma Sasa. Talent in action all the way. And Leo and I are proud this evening to be able to present the music of Maisha right here on Music Time. And we're also fortunate that our colleague, VOA reporter Scott Bob, was able to talk with Maisha when he visited Monrovia, Liberia, where she lives with her family.
This is Scott Bob in Monrovia. And I'm speaking with Maisha Ershabu, who is a singer and musician, who's been in Liberia for a long time. And Maisha, I understand you have a band called Ngoma Sasa. How did Ngoma Sasa come about?
Well, I had been doing music for some time with one of the bands here, and we toured in Germany. When I came back, we moved a long distance from the band, so I had to work alone. And as I began to work, my children and my husband worked with me. The music developed so nicely that we formed a band. And the band is basically our family and one other member who is a very wonderful musician too. And we've added a few other people. And that's how Ngoma Sasa came about.
And what are the names of the members of the band?
Omar Shabu, my husband, my son.
I should ask, what does he play, Omar? What does Omar
play? Omar plays congas and percussions. And Maafu El Shabu plays drums and percussions. Amat El Shabu plays vibes, keyboards, and percussions. And then there's Habib Tamba, who plays lead guitar and bass guitar. And there's Melvin Reeves, who plays trumpet. And then who plays saxophone is Salim Muhammad. And then we have three ladies that sing with us. They call themselves the Soul Inspirations.
You play what instruments?
I play vibes and piano, and I play percussions too, and I sing.
Now, you've been in Liberia for a long time. How long is that?
I've been here for 10 years now. I lived in Guinea for about a year. And then before that, we were in Nigeria for a short time, and for about 5 or 6 years in Tanzania.
So in all, you've spent how many years in Africa?
Oh, well, many.
And where were you born?
Well, I was born in Detroit.
But you have become an adopted African, I see.
Yes, I have.
Well, what do you try to do with your music? How would you characterize your music?
Well, my music is a composite of everywhere that I've been. So you will find the flavor. I studied in Detroit, and so all of that is a part of it. And then in East Africa, I did a lot of research, spent so much time with the music there, so that's a very heavy influence. And a lot of the music is in Swahili. And then I've spent so much time in Liberia. This is really where the music developed. And so the West African influence is there. And also the modern Liberian music feeling is there. So the music is a real composite of all of these experiences, and it makes it very unique.
Well, let's talk about the music. On side A of this recording, the first song is called Chegonde?
Yes, Chegonde.
And what does that mean, and what is the song about?
Chegonde is the name of a girl from Tanga on the East African coast of Tanzania. And she was such a beautiful girl that they wrote a song about her. And in the song, they talk about how she walks. She looks so attractive when she walks. All the men like to follow her. And my husband even did a painting on Chegonde. So that's about a beautiful girl, Chegonde.
Chegonde, 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 Chegonde,
Wahamanachikonde, a song about a beautiful girl from the port town Tanga in Tanzania, by Maisha El-Shabu. You're listening to Scott Bob, VOA reporter in Africa, talking with Maisha in Monrovia, Liberia.
And the second song is called Guinea.
Yes. Guinea, it's a melody I heard in Guinea. So it's a folk melody. And I just arranged it in my own way with different instruments. So that's how Guinea came about.
What does the song say or mean? Are there lyrics? Or?
This song is about a certain festival that they have in the interior of Guinea. And it's, they use it every time for this festival. Every time they have this particular festival, this is the song that they always sing.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa service.
VOA, the voice of America.
I'm Rita Rochelle.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian. And we're happy to be with you. This evening, we're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 14, 16, 19, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. And a reminder for our listeners in Southern Africa, you can also listen to this program by tuning your radio to 621 kilohertz medium wave. And I hope you're enjoying this evening's special program with the music of Maisha El-Shabu. Now, back to Rita.
Thank you, Mr. Music Man. Well, this is the first time that we've had the music of Maisha and the Ngoma Sasa has been performed and presented here on The Voice of America and actually on Music Time in Africa. It's a first. It's beautiful music from East and West Africa with the soul of African traditional music nicely blended with the sound of today. We hope you've enjoyed the program thus far. And now back to Scott Bob and Maisha in Monrovia.
And then the third song on this first side is called African Timekeeper. Tell us about that one.
This song came about after Johnny Copeland visited Monrovia last year. And we were so impressed by the way he sings the blues. And we had had an idea for the lyrics for this song. After hearing him, then the music came about. We're talking about African time, how every morning we hear a little gong where we live. We live a little far from the city. And every time we hear it, it's a different time. It's never the same time, maybe 6 o'clock, maybe 7, 8. And my husband said, this is an African timekeeper. And from that, the song came about.
How would you describe the rhythm of that piece?
That particular piece, the rhythm of it is a bit different. I mean, we use a lot of odd rhythms taken from more like speech patterns. So it really follows a really African feeling, because a lot of African rhythms are taken from speech patterns rather than the regular beat that you hear. So when you hear that, you're going to feel it more like a little off beat. And that's what it is. It's very nice, though.
Fantastic. Fourth song is called Kilimanjaro. I have a feeling that comes from Tanzania as well.
Ah, yeah, that one's in Swahili, and it's all about Kilimanjaro, how much fun it is to live on the slopes of the mountain, and describes the mountain. It's all about Kilimanjaro.
What is the word for the mountain in Swahili?
For mlima, mlima.
And could you give us some of the lyrics for Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro, yes. In English?
Give them in Swahili, okay. And then translate them.
Niko Kilimani, excuse me, Naranda. which means I'm on the mountain and I'm singing and dancing. I'm happy. Nangojea pijok panda. I'm waiting for my car. I'm going to go on for a nice drive. Eh, Naranda just means yes with the singing and with dancing.
How does the song conclude?
Aha, twendeni. Aha, fungua mlango tuingie means open the door. Let's go inside. You're welcome to come in. We're going to sing and dance. Yes.
Well, to Leo Sarkisian and to Rita Rochelle, I'm sitting in Monrovia talking to Maisha El Shabu, and we're talking about her music. And I wonder if, Maisha, you have any thoughts or words, any message to say to the VOA listeners in Africa and around the world.
Well, I think it's interesting to know that the Liberian music scene is picking up now, whereas before maybe everyone was hesitant to do their own original music. Now you have many bands who are branching out and really putting their own feelings out to the public, and the public is accepting it, which is so nice, because I think there were hesitancy on that side also. But now more people are doing their own music and it's being accepted, so it's an exciting time in Liberia right now for musicians.
And what radio programs do you like to listen to, Maisha?
Well, I think we like, of course, Music Time in Africa, but we also like Willis Kamara. It's so nice. We just enjoy that.
Do you have a message you'd like to send to the Music Time people or Willis Kamara?
Yes. We hope you like our music. We hope you will enjoy it, and we hope everyone will enjoy it.
And any special song requests coming from Monrovia?
Ah, yes, we have plenty. One that we always like to listen to is Abdullah Ibrahim from South Africa. We don't get enough of that. And then there is a new band in America that we hear about, but we never have heard his music, and that's Ornette Coleman's Prime Time. And we understand that it has some African roots. We would just love to hear it if possible.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, you've heard, and ladies, you've heard the request coming from Monrovia, Liberia. I've been speaking with Maisha El Shabu, who's a singer, composer, and musician with the Liberian band Ngoma Sasa. And this is Scott Bob in Monrovia.
And thank you, Scott Bob, Maisha, Omar, Maufa, Amata, Habib, Melvin, Salim, and the Soul Inspirations, all in Monrovia. It's been our pleasure having you with us on Music Time in Africa. Although we've only had time enough to play just a few excerpts of your music, well, Rita and I have a surprise for you now, and I'll have her explain.
Well, friends, our way of thanking you for your music is to give you what you requested, and Leo was able to come up with the latest release by Ornette Coleman in Prime Time. This is called Sleep Talk. That's it for this evening, friends. Hope you liked our special presentation of music of Maisha El Shabu and Ngoma Sasa. This is Rita Rochelle with your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, here in our studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C. in the USA, and we wish you all the best for the coming week. Join us here again next Sunday at this same time. Now, for those who enjoy listening to the radio late at night, I'll be back later this evening at 22 hours 30 GMT, and I'll have music by some of Africa's top dance bands and music groups. That's at 22 hours 30 GMT this Sunday evening. Stay tuned now for the report of the latest world news, which follows immediately. My love to all of you.